Good morning. This is 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. There's an election coming up in just a couple of weeks. We talked about the Kentucky governor's race last week, but many are already looking ahead to the March primary in Ohio. Joining me to talk about why, WVXU's senior political analyst, Howard Wilkinson. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So Hamilton County already has some potentially contentious primaries on the March primary ballot. Now there'll probably be at least two sales tax-related ballot issues to decide. One of them has drawn a Republican Party challenge. It's in the form of a repeal petition drive. Tell us what this sales tax issue is all about.
That is about the three Democratic Hamilton County commissioners very recently approved a 0.25% increase of the sales tax. That's a quarter of a cent on the dollar. And it's going to replace identical amount that's going off the books on April 1st because it was voted to pay for the Union Terminal renovations. Well, that's done. But now the county is looking at a pretty big deficit next year, and they're going to use this to plug that hole.
Now, there's some semantics going on here. Some people say it's not a tax increase. Others say it is. Is it?
Well, the Democrats say no because right now, today, the sales tax in Hamilton County is 7 cents on the dollar. If this survives the repeal, what they've proposed, it will still be 7 cents on the dollar. Now, the Republicans look at it and say, no. That quarter of a cent sales tax was supposed to go off the books on April 1st, and the new sales tax was to be 6.75 cents on the dollar. So they say this is an increase.
Who's right?
Well, in a way, they both are. I mean, they're both telling the truth. It's going to be the same amount that we're paying right now, but we would have paid slightly less had they not passed this resolution last week.
So to get this repeal on the ballot, the GOP does have some work to do. What do they have to do?
Well, the first thing they have to do is get over almost 34,000 valid signatures on petitions and do it by November 14th. They have 30 days from when the sales tax was enacted, which was October 15th. And so they have until the 14th to do that. Now, the Hamilton County Republican Party says that they're going to pay for this entire effort. And it's probably going to be pretty expensive and it's going to be very difficult. And they're going to hire a lot of paid solicitors to go out and get signatures. That can sometimes backfire on you, depending on, you know, who you hire and how good they are. But it's, you know, it's a daunting task, but it's not impossible. I think they could do it.
When you say that about who they hired, some people will get signatures that aren't valid and that sort
of
thing. Yeah,
they'll just gather signatures and expect to get paid for every one of them, whether they're valid or not, and don't worry about it. But some professional groups do this for a living, and they have people that they can rely on.
Now, there's another sales tax issue that could also be on the ballot in March. It's a 0.8% sales tax increase for improvements to the Metro bus system. How does that work?
That is supposed to pay for a pretty substantial expansion of the Metro bus system and a lot of improvements that are most folks believe are long overdue and kind of turn this into a 21st century type transportation system. And like you say, it's 0.8%, and it's probably going to be on the March ballot. If it's on the March ballot with this repeal, that could be a problem because the repeal is going to bring out a lot more Republican, conservative, fiscal conservative type voters, and they don't like taxes at all. Whether it's for buses, whether it's for whatever county services, whatever, and are likely to vote against both of them.
Howard, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU's senior political analyst. He joins me each Friday at this time. You can read his columns and stories at WVXU.org.